This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Morning, gardeners.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And it's a bit cold this morning after number of warm days. I was really starting to feel spring, and then we're gonna be cold again just today, tomorrow. Tomorrow's gonna be worse than today. Tomorrow, high at 28, feels like February again, but we're coming back to it. It's actually looking long-term after the end of this week. Looks to be getting into more spring-type weather. So we're not yet into that get the garden completely ready yet. You know, getting the lawn ready, getting the garden beds ready yet. We still want to kind of give it a little bit of time so that we can allow, you know, any of our plants that are just delicate enough, or, you know, any of those insects that are still, you know, hibernating, if you will, in the garden beds or in the lawn, that type of thing. We kind of wait till the ground really warms up a bit. We get into that 50-degree weather that's consistent, where the soil temperatures are consistently in the 50s. So we're not there yet. We're almost there. The ground's starting to warm. You can see it. You can feel it. But it's one of those things where we want to just hold off just a little bit more. Try to protect everything as much as we can. I know it was tempting the past couple days. And if you did it, you did it. That's not a big deal. Just like to wait a little bit, just to allow everything to kind of wake up so we can do a little bit less damage. I know a lot of people kind of wait for that, like, April 1st type day where they say, all right, this is the day I can do this. April 1st is the day that we're done with this, so, or when we start with this, excuse me. So those are some things just that we, you know, we kind of think about here and there, going on for the spring season. So we are about 6 days away from spring. So we're definitely almost there. We've waited long enough this winter. You know, we had another one of those typical New England winters around here where, you know, it was not a lot of snow at first, and then the snow started to pick up later in the season, just like always. It almost feels like this is just the new normal. you know, we talk a lot about new normal in other ways, but the way the weather goes here is kind of like that new normal for us here. So, you know, it's something different. Now, I know a lot of you are probably still sleeping, like you wish, I kind of wish I wasn't. I know a few of you out there were thinking the same. We got the daylight savings time. We sprung ahead. We went 1 hour ahead. So, feels like 5 a.m., but we're up at 6. Days are going to get longer. Sunset's going to go down a little bit later. Have more light during the day. You know, this is when you start to feel that spring, right? So we're almost there. 6 days till spring, and then spring will officially be here. And like I said, towards the end of the week, another couple cooler days. But after that, long-term forecast is looking warmer. Really starting to feel that spring weather. Temperatures during the day look like to be in the 50s. So that'll bring our temperatures up in the lawn, the garden, getting things starting to get ready for our spring here. So it's things to look forward to. Just a couple more days, it looks like, of this cold. You know, I don't know what to believe on my weather app, but I just I was reading a little something that said snow shower this afternoon. I don't know if I believe that. There's a probability of 0.0 inches of snow according to my weather app. So yeah, we'll see. Maybe we'll see something in the air, but it's been warm enough lately that we shouldn't see that. Now with our gardens, we're just getting ready. You know, you'll start to notice a few things waking up, you know. Start to see some of the bulbs start to pop a little bit. Some of your early bulbs will start to pop. You'll start to see, you know, a number of different bulbs, those early bulbs. You know, you'll start to see some of the different shrubs start to wake up. You'll start to see, you know, different types of everything wake up. Your little, like, snowdrops, right? The galanthus. Those, we're starting to see those in my yard. We have little crocuses that have popped up. My daughters are infatuated with it. They look around out there, and all they see are these little white flowers and little purple flowers, and they're just all over the place. They're just super excited about it. So, but that's the first signs of spring, right? We'll start to see some of our plants start to have some buds form. We'll start to see the forsythias start to bloom soon. I'd say in the next 2 weeks here. Maybe 2 to 3, but there's always some that will start early, because those are the ones that get more sun. Then we'll be others that'll start a little bit later. But, you know, the forsythia will be out in bloom in a couple weeks. What does that mean? Well, you know, when the forsythia starts to bloom, that means the lawn's waking up enough that usually we can put down a crabgrass control. So we're almost there. We're almost getting started with the lawn, right? So those are some things to be thinking about now. What are we going to do for it? Are we going to go organic? Are we going to go synthetic? Which way are we going to move in our lawn way? Are we going to do a total rebuild? Or are we going to do a partial rebuild? What are we going to do? Those are things we want to get ready. Those are things that we want to say, all right, when the weather finally hits in the next 2 weeks here, this is what I want to do. So, you know, we're getting there. It's not time yet to put down that step one yet, that application one for your crabgrass control. The ground is just not warm enough. Again, like I said, we need temperatures to be in the soil above 50. You know, and that's that we're definitely not there. We might be into the 40s at this point, but we'll be coming up soon. In between one of the breaks here, I'll take a look and see. I used to be able to pull it up real quick with the soil temperatures and say, all right, this is the soil temperatures in our area. Because that is a that is definitely something that will determine a lot of different things in the lawn. And like I said, above 50 degrees is when weeds will start to germinate, crabgrass will start to germinate. And that's when the soil temperatures are there, not just the temperatures outside. So these are some things to be thinking about. This is something that it will really affect what we've done in the area and what we'll do going forward. We don't want to start too early, right? We don't want to get everything going and the soil temperatures just aren't there. Just based on what I'm seeing, I did pull this up real quick. I remember the address. Our soil temperatures here, today's average is 36 degrees. I mean, that's something, saying something right there. It is a bit cold, out at the moment. You can tell, like, the weather maps, they'll actually show you the different colors. So we are nowhere near having crabgrass control to be put down or a few of those things to be done. We're about 15 degrees away. So hopefully you're holding off a little bit. I know the warm weather got us excited and we wanted to get out there and get started, but definitely not yet. Now, if you have some questions, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
Your lawn destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word trend to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word trend to 48542. Text trend to 48542. Text the word trend to 48542.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And if you're just waking up, it's be a chilly day here, but it'll warm up towards the end of the week for a couple days and get cool, then warm up again. We're almost in spring. We're 6 days away from spring. So it's time to get excited and get ready for spring, right? We're looking to get ready and, get those fertilizers that we want to use, those crabgrass controls, those types of things. And, if you want the best looking lawn and garden in your neighborhood, then you need to use the best lawn and garden fertilizers on the planet. ProTrust Products offers everything you need for a great-looking lawn, beautiful trees and shrubs, and garden with spectacular blooms or a bountiful veggie harvest. It's too early to worry about planting your garden, but it's the perfect time to start taking care of your lawn. In fact, right now, ProTrust is running their annual Turf Trust Triple Play promotion. This promo combines their amazing Turf Trust fertilizer with their legendary broadleaf weed control and crabgrass products. Save 10% and get free shipping when you order the Turf Trust Triple Play online at ProTrustProducts.com. Trust your lawn and garden and ProTrust products. Now, after a couple years here, ProTrust is back with us for one of the products that I've used multiple times was their Plant Trust, but their lawn products, some of the best around out there. You know, their claim to fame, and it's something that really will help you if you're not looking to spend as much time in the lawn, is their fertilizers are controlled-release nutrients that will actually keep feeding for up to 14 weeks. That's right, 14 weeks. We're talking 3.5 months. I mean, that's incredible. because in that same time, you're usually putting down two, possibly three steps out there. And these, the way the formulation is done is so it will release as needed. There's that five types of nitrogen in there. So, you know, it's, it is something that's not out there that you don't see. But 14 weeks of feeding for up to 14 weeks, can you believe it? I mean, that's some of the great stuff about their fertilizers. They're longer lasting, so you don't have to do as much work. So definitely something to look into. And as I was saying, we're about 2 weeks away from getting, you know, the soil temperatures warm enough. But you can order online at their website, right? Take a little bit of time to get you, just like normal. You know, everything in the mail takes a few days to get here. You know, you could order it today, probably have it by the end of the week. Still have time before it is time to put it down. So definitely go ahead and take a look. Their website, again, is protrustproducts.com. But it's definitely worth it if you're looking to do something with your lawn but not have to spend as much time. And this is definitely 14 weeks at a time. I mean, I'll take it, right? That's some things you can focus on, you know, enjoying yourself out in the lawn. You can enjoy yourself with the family. You can sit on the patio a little bit more and not have to worry about the lawn. That's definitely, you know, the bonuses of everything on that outweigh any of the negative. And I'll tell you this, I can't find a negative. So that's pretty easy right there. Now, if you guys have some questions, give us a call here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're all doing a little bit better in this house. I told everybody last week we had hit with the COVID bug 2 weeks ago. We ended up, my youngest daughter did not get it, and she earned her freedom yesterday with her negative test. So we are back out in the public a little bit. Not, you know, we didn't just run out into the public as soon as possible, but we are back, and a lot of us are feeling better. But I'll tell you, the breathing that goes on with the after effects is a little something. So those of you who have had it, whew, you know what I mean. But those who haven't had it, get out there, get vaccinated when you can, wear that mask. We're feeling better here. But give us a call in the meantime, 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The National Weather Service says several suspected tornadoes have touched down in the Texas Panhandle. So far, there's no injuries or deaths. The storm is part of the same system that dumped 4 feet of snow in the Denver area. Winter storm warnings remain in effect around Fort Collins, Boulder, and the western suburbs of Denver. People are being advised to not travel if it's not necessary. Forecasters say this is the biggest snowstorm there since 2003. The National Guard has been activated. Did you change your clocks? We're now officially in daylight savings time. At 2 a.m., the clocks sprung forward 1 hour, so today only has 23 hours. Not participating, Hawaii, Arizona, Puerto Rico, the U.S. Virgin Islands, American Samoa, Guam, and the Northern Marianas. This is USA Radio News. There are now renewed calls for justice for Breonna Taylor on the one-year anniversary of her police-involved shooting death. A rally and march was held in Louisville, Kentucky on Saturday. Protesters demanded that the fired police officers who were accused of killing her face charges.
It's hard and it's rough for me to look at the fact of why we're here, but it's great to see that she has so much support and love, and also that there's some support and love for me too, and I just appreciate all of it.
Kenneth Walker was Taylor's boyfriend and was with her the night police kicked in Taylor's apartment door while executing a no-knock search warrant. More National Guard troops are being sent home. According to new reports, more than 1,000 National Guard troops will be leaving Washington, D.C. this weekend. Several thousand are still remaining to continue to provide security to the Capitol building. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And during the break, I double-checked everything on my soil temperatures because while I was talking earlier, I noticed it said North Carolina on there, but there was just a glitch. It was still 36 degrees for our soil temperatures at this point, the average. But it's saying right now the current soil temperatures, which not surprisingly because it is early, is 33 degrees. And our five-day average is 42 degrees. So, great thing. Ground's above freezing, so, we're able to, get the shovels into the ground. So if areas that you're doing, that you're ripping up, that you're, redoing a garden bed or something along those lines, we can put some, compost or something along those lines on top of them. But we're still just, the ground's not completely ready for your lawn to be getting, putting any grass seed down. We're not putting any grass seed down yet. We're still a couple weeks away. Those warm temperatures, they're just a touch of what we're going to be getting later. So, obviously be excited about the temperatures because they are awesome to have, but not yet when it comes to the lawn. I don't want you to push it out there yet because we could do more damage than good. Putting down grass seed, if you were to put it down now, your germination time is going to go anywhere from, a lot of, depending upon the grass seed you use, can go 10 to 14 or 14 to 21 days. At this point, it could slow it down, almost freeze it to the point where it could take 28 to 35 days or longer. Whereas just waiting a little bit of time, you're going to get that germination a little bit quicker with the soil temperatures warmer and everything going along those lines. So, don't get tempted yet. Let's let the lawn wake up, let's let the garden wake up, do its thing. It is tough. It is really tough because, you know, you look outside and you're saying, all right, there are some areas I didn't get to finish. I didn't get to finish, you know, getting some leaves in this area. I want to clean this area and get it done while it's nice out. So later on in the season, I'm not worrying about it. I get it. I'm with you. But we're just not there yet. We still got a couple weeks. Let's hold off a little bit. We've waited this long, right? We've waited this long for the temperatures to start to warm up. We can wait another week or two. We can get into that next level. So definitely, just another 2 weeks. Let's hold off just a little bit. Now, you know, there are a lot of things we can get ready for. Like I said, we can order some of our fertilizers. You can go on to, Natural Alternative as well. Get some of those products that we want for the spring. While you're there, grab some fertilizer. You know, one of my top favorite products out there, that fertilizer. We haven't talked about fertilizer in a number of weeks, but it's one of those things is as your seeds that you might have started or getting started, you know, as your seeds start to develop, you can be using it to help push some more growth for them. Some of your, you know, vegetable seeds that you might be starting at this point, some tomatoes, peppers, those types of things. We're in the middle of March, and so a lot of those websites that I told you that I, you know, talk so much about during the season, like Burpee, will start to say this is the time to start planting indoors when it comes to tomatoes, peppers, those types of things. So we're getting there. This is the time to really get ready for it. So what do we do, right? What do we want to do to get some things started? Well, so obviously, starts off with what you're going to do for vegetables. So we're just going to pick a tomato here, right? I like the beefsteak tomatoes, the big, you know, juicy tomatoes. Those are some of the good ones there. You know, the Better Boy is a name out there that you might have heard a lot. Now, it says right on their website to start indoors right now. Should have started March 7th. They say the kind of the last date to start is March 21st. So these are 72 days to maturity. So what are we going to do? So we'll get the seeds right. We'll get the soil picked out. We want a nice light soil, a seed starting soil. You'll notice it's a lot lighter than some of your heavy soil that you might be putting out in the garden. Later. We want that light soil. We want the light soil to allow the seeds to develop in there. Allow it to pull the moisture into the seed. Allow the plants to start to develop. To push its root system out a little easier than having to push through hard, compact soil. So, I know some of you out there have had some of the questions on how to be successful with seeds like this. So, a lot of you might start them in six packs, you know, the little plastic six packs, or the biodegradable containers, you know, small little 2-inch. They have some 8-packs, those types of things. What I like to do is I like to get the soil ready first. I like to put some moisture into the soil. I like to water the soil before I do anything. Sounds silly, but it truly does work, because what we're looking to do is when we do plant, we don't want to put a seed right into dry soil. We want to put the seed into a soil where it's going to hold it. And again, with a lighter soil mix, if you just put it in dry, it just might fall right to the bottom when you water it. So what I've always done in the past is if you're, you know, have the soil on a table, water the soil on the table. Get that mixed in, get it nice and wet. Way back when we used to do a lot of planting, when we had the family patch, we had a potting bench in the back where you would put in a big bale, a 3.8 bale of condensed soil. You'd mix it up and you would just water it in. water it in, mix it. You know, you'd get dirt all over you, but this, you would mix it up so that the soil would start to, you know, mix together, get a little bit more condensed, but not too hard, right? Would get it into the pots and then be ready to plant. So obviously you get your seeds in there, get them started. So what do we do from there? There's a number of things we can start to do. You know, a lot of people will look at purchasing seed mats, the heat mats that'll go underneath what you're planting to keep the soil warm, to basically show that it's 50 degrees in the soil or above, right? So we've been talking about soil temperatures. It's the same thing indoors. Obviously, if you're keeping it indoors in a nice warm area, you know, your soil should be, you know, that room temperature or whatever you keep the house in, but that mat will definitely help you, the heat mat, especially if you're in a window or in an area where there might be a draft or the temperatures go up and down. Now, remember, you know, a lot of us out there have thermometers in our houses that will drop the temperatures at night or when we're not here, right? So the temperature kind of goes up and down. A heat mat like this will keep that soil at the same temperature. So that's what a heat mat will do, will help you with showing that the temperatures are consistent for growing. So we want those temperatures in the 50s. As those seeds are growing, you'll start to see sprouts. A lot of people out there, what they'll do is get a fan in the area. And, you know, it can be a small, like, desk fan. It can be a regular fan. But we want to keep it on, like, a low temperature. We're not looking to blow all the seeds over. We're looking to just show some air movement, right? Air movement with the plants will get them ready for outside. It'll get them growing and get that whole feel going. It'd be best to have like an oscillating fan so it kind of comes back and forth in the area. And I'm not saying put it right next to it. We want to get some distance behind it. But a fan will definitely help. It just moves the plants a little bit, acts like they're outdoors, gets them ready for that feel out there. Now, as they start to sprout and start to grow and get bigger, that's when you can start to use some of your, you know, your fertilizers. You know, your low-grade type fertilizers. And I don't mean like low-grade as in quality. I just mean the lower in nutrients. We're not looking to push everything right away. We don't want to burn these young seedlings. So that's where like the fertilizer comes into play. Adding some fertilizer to it. Again, it's not a fertilizer, right? But it will help regulate that fertilizer that you're going to put in. Help allow it to release when it's needed. From there, you know, using a light fertilizer along the lines of like a Neptune's Harvest or a Dram Fish fertilizer. Low numbers, right? They're low numbers on the fertilizers, but they're definitely going to help produce a stronger root system to get them ready for when you're outside. Now, we're still on the tomatoes, right? Tons of sun, as much sun as possible, so a south-facing window, so you can get as much of that sun during the day as possible. Getting it ready, and we're not looking to put these outdoors until, you know, in our area, where I am in Lowell, Mass., end of May. About May 20th is usually the last frost. So about that time, that's when we're going outside with something like a tomato. You know, your peppers, some of those things that you've started indoors. So we're still about 2 months away from going outdoors with a lot of these vegetables. But you start now, so when you get out there, you have these established plants. You have these plants growing and getting ready to be outside. So during this whole process, like I said, having some of the fan, and we're not talking having a fan on at all times. Maybe it's during, you know, light hours. So it's not so, you know, 24 hours going outside. The air is not breezy like that at all times. We're trying to just replicate some of the things outside. So, you know, that's part of it.
Another thing we can be looking at doing, if you can't get a self-facing window, getting some grow lights. You know, getting some lights to help pull some growth out of the soil. Act like it is, you know, sunny at all times. Obviously, you know, we change our clocks so we can get more sun, so it's a perfect time for that. But if you just have an area like I do where the windows that I have, there's not enough space to put much of anything to get sun all day, you're looking at some of the grow lights. You can get that as simple as the, you know, like the garage grow light. It's like that silver back with the bulb in it, or all the way up to some real extreme grow lights. But those are definitely helpful at this time if you don't have enough sun. But sun is a key factor in this. We can go into some more details because I know a number of you have emailed with some of these questions. But if you have some questions, give us a call here, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you lose your beautiful, expensive trees and shrubs last year due to the cold, snowy winter season? Bonide Will Stop is the answer. It's all natural, and this product will protect your trees and shrubs over a harsh winter. Its coating will prevent drying out, getting winter burn and transplant shock, wind burn and salt damage, sealing the moisture in, and dry cold damage winds out. Wilt Stop.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And plenty of time in the show to get a hold of us. I know today is not the easiest day to get up. We got that extra hour. Oh, wait, I mean 1 hour less of sleep. Today actually has 23 hours in the day instead of 24. So I know it's one of those hard times to get up, so we'll be here for the next 3 hours after about 3 hours to be answering. I know I got a call there, so we'll get right into the call. So Nathan, who's up first today?
Michelle is in New Hampshire.
Michelle, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. I was doing some light raking earlier this week in the front yard, and I came across a small grub about inch long. It was apple green, like a Granny Smith apple green, and quite plump. I didn't know if maybe I had something going on I need to be concerned about when the weather warms up.
Well, so did you just see one, or
mm-hmm. I just saw one.
And it's kind of thick like a grub. It came mm-hmm. from under the soil.
I all of a sudden I just happened to look down. I'm like, wait, what's that?
Okay.
So I was, like, doing some light raking, and, yeah.
Okay. So a lot of times the grubs are going to be, you know, that white form, that you know, and they'll be deeper at this point in time because of the soil temperatures. You know, so I'm thinking, excuse me, sometime it could be like a, could be type of like a type of worm that almost looks like a grub at this point that's mm-hmm. been overwintering. You know, they could that green might turn into something more of like a moth or like a, you know, I'm almost thinking it's like a caterpillar. Just thinking it would be awfully early. I'm just, either way, with just one that you're seeing, I'm not really worried. Right? Mm-hmm. Some grubs in the soil isn't bad. I know that sounds counterintuitive to everything we talk about when it comes to grub control. It's when you're starting to see them, you know, multiple in like 1 square foot, when you're okay. Seeing like, you know, 6, 7, 8, you know, or more. When you're seeing one here and there, I'm not as worried, but they're not... The thing is, right now, they're not all the way up in the soil yet. So that could be one that just overwintered a little bit higher. So what I would look to do is, in the next couple weeks, once the temperatures outside start to warm up and kind of level off, and it's looking at least another week to 10 days where you'll start to see the temperatures kind of stay steady. At least that's what I'm seeing, but the weather can change so quickly. But when you're starting to see those temperatures stay the same during the day, where it's like 50s on an average day, you'll start to see if there's more start to pop up. Right. If they do start to pop up and you're seeing more of them, that's when we want to use a product along the lines of something like Dilox, right? Dilox is a synthetic, but it is one that does that instant kill. It puts everything out that it has in 24 hours, whereas like a grub beater or a grub control or one of those like grub long-term grub controls, those really shouldn't be put out until May, because they're the ones lasting for when the grubs will really be close to the surface and take care of them at that point. So Dilox is that quick-acting 24-hour killer. So if you're starting to see more of them popping up, that's what I would use early.
Okay.
Because like I said, the grub beaters, the grub X, those types are the season-long controls should actually be done in May, towards the end of May, because they're a season-long, but they're 3 to 4 months. So if you put them in May, that's all of June, all of July, all of August. And that's when they're in growing and doing the most damage. So that's why you want to put it at that point.
Okay.
All right. So I wouldn't worry just yet. In a couple weeks, if you start to see some more, that's when we want to get that grub control down. Okay?
All right. Thank you, Patrick.
All right, Michelle. Good luck. Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. We're going to take a break. 855-660-4261.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.